This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's Friday afternoon. We still have plenty of the show to go here, including a visit with Frank Cusimano. We're going to talk about spring training getting underway, Mizzou and SLU basketball. And the Blues are off, but they have this international competition, which is actually pretty interesting right now. Tim Sommer will join us in the next hour to talk about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations, which are just out, and Mr. Kilmeade, a rare Friday appearance. Of course, Brian is coming to the factory on March 22nd, so just about a month away. All of the 97.1 FM Talk team members will be out there. We hope to see you. I have tickets to give away, and we'll do that right after when Brian's on the air. He's going to join us after 5 o'clock. We have Paul Hall from Common Guy Films to talk some movie and TV streaming recommendations as we take you into a Valentine's Day weekend. Hello, Mr. Hall. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mark. How's everybody there? Jane, Sue?
We're great.
Great.
I love the SNL skit that you posted.
It's my all-time favorite SNL skit. I got asked the question for Channel Guide Non-Dish magazine for their issue this month, and I went back to Buckwheat. Buckwheat by Eddie Murphy was just one of my all-time favorite characters, and right after Ronald Reagan was shot, they ran an entire segment for a couple different episodes and carried the gig on about Buckwheat being shot, and then later on, the shooter who shot Buckwheat being shot, and it was sponsored by Mutual Life and everything.
I forgot that.
I was kind of surprised because, you know, they did that tournament on Channel 5, on NBC about, you know, they picked out all the skits, that there was not a single Buckwheat in the tournament. Yeah.
Oh, that's
I was surprised
shame.
By that.
You know what I loved was Astronaut Jones. I love all Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan is so funny.
That is awesome. I can't wait to see it, just to see what they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's coming up Sunday. I heard you mention it before. It's 7 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. It's going to also air on Peacock, so you can either get it on NBC proper or get it through Peacock and just sit back and enjoy it. It's going to be fun to relive a lot of those memories. And as Mark said, my favorite time was that late 70s, early 80s period where, to me, that was the tenderloin of great SNL stuff.
So I love hamburger, cheeseburger,
oh gosh,
cheeseburger,
yeah.
cheeseburger,
yeah,
no fries, cheeps, no Coke, Pepsi.
Yeah. And cheeseburger.
I just watched, I don't remember, I honestly should
the
remember
shark.
Where it is, but I just watched a great documentary, I'm not quite through, about John Belushi, and it takes you back to that period. You remember in the first season of SNL, Chevy Chase was only there for one season, and Belushi didn't like all the attention that Chevy was getting because he was the pop-out star from first season. But then he leaves, and, you know, Belushi really, really, I mean, there was a lot of ambition there. He was very difficult in some situations to work with because he was kind of hopped up. But, man, that guy was unbelievably funny.
Very talented.
I do have a little Blues Brothers on the bumper music this afternoon as well.
Remember when he was the pimple and he put the mashed potatoes in his mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so
Animal
funny.
Animal House it
epic,
was.
Epic. Land Shark. That's one.
Land Shark.
Oh,
yeah. And, yeah, Coneheads.
Okay. It'll be
so
fun.
Many good ones.
All right, what do you got for this weekend?
Hey, let's talk first about a brand new Apple TV Plus movie called The Gorge.
Let me play a cut.
A special assignment in an undisclosed location.
There she is. West Tower Observation Post. Your home for the next 365 days.
What's that on the other side?
That is East Tower. Contact with the other side is strictly forbidden.
So what's the mission? To keep people from going in the gorge?
No. You need to stop what's in the gorge.
What the hell is that?
The gorge is the door to hell.
So, that's happy.
It's like a place you want to visit, right?
Right, exactly.
Wow. Not sure that's up my alley. Okay.
Nope.
Well, Miles Teller, stars alongside Anya Taylor-Joy. Now, these are two actors that, you know, fit that young Hollywood that's really kind of doing things these days. Each is on a different side of this gorge. One is sent by the U.S., that would be Teller, and one is sent by a different part of the world, let's just say. Now, it's up for you to figure out where that is. Anya Taylor-Joy plays that person, and they both are great at one thing. They're great snipers that can shoot things as they come forward from a long distance. On both sides of the gorge, they protect us from what's in the gorge. Now, what's in the gorge, you'll have to see the movie to go through it. I'm not going to give you that. Sigourney Weaver's alongside as well, but it's really the story of these two characters in Levi and Draza who are basically trying to guard us in the world, all of us, you, me, even Fred, from what's down below. And, it's just okay. There's moments in this movie that are just ridiculous. You look at them. Some of the background effects from time to time are ridiculous looking, which is probably why this never made a theatrical debut, and it's only coming direct to Apple TV+. That said, it was intriguing enough to keep me interested throughout the whole film. It's not a great movie by any means, but it's definitely a decent watch when you're talking about a cold February afternoon.
All right, what else you got this weekend? That you said that's on Apple TV+, right?
That's Apple TV+. Let's go over to the aforementioned Peacock for a minute. Bridget Jones is back.
Okay, my first question before I play the cut is why?
Mrs. Darcy?
Mr. Wallaker.
Why is your granny wearing pajamas?
Bridget, you're a widow with two wonderful children. My advice to you is put your own oxygen mask on first. You just have to get laid.
Shaz is right.
Oh, my God.
It's been 4 years.
I set you up on Tinder.
Yeah, that really hooked me, Paul. Tell me about all that.
I sense a note of Mark not wanting to hear about this, but Bridget Jones is back with Renee Zellweger in her lead role. She is now a couple years removed from her husband, Mr. Darcy, as he goes most of the time. Colin Firth had passed away. Something has happened, and she's trying to live life after, you know, a spouse passes away and raise two children, the whole bit, and she's going to get back out there. That includes working and get back out there, all of the above. For those of you who like romantic comedies, this has got some of that in it for you. It might be a decent movie to come around for a Valentine's Day for you to sit back and get your special one and watch it. Is it great? No, that's why it's coming direct to Peacock and not to theaters. Chiwetel Ejiofor is here. Hugh Grant is back. You've got some other people like Leo Woodall, a kind of a younger spin into this because she gets a younger man at one point. It's okay. If you like this whole, you know, the whole franchise and how it's progressed, Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is the next chapter, and it's probably the last one.
Okay.
Total chick flick. Let's just say that. Let's not be misunderstood. Then there's My Fault London.
Everyone kept telling me that London would be a fresh start, but I had no idea.
You get to meet Nick tonight at the gala.
Complete strangers living together.
I think you're going to like him.
Call it as I see it. You're a spoiled daddy's boy.
I hate to not live up to your expectations.
Big fights. And races. Any other bad boy cliches?
This one might trend a little younger than the previous film, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, this one's for the younger folks out there. And I found myself enjoying it. Maybe I want to be young. I don't know if that's what it is. I could say that. But basically, Noah is a young 18-year-old girl. She moves to London with her mom, who is getting together with a new dad. There's a new stepfather involved. And she meets the bad boy. And the bad boy, of course, draws the attention of the girl from America. And the two of them maybe start a relationship, maybe not. They probably shouldn't, given how they're related. But going forward, it is a fun, fast-paced film that is going to get the youngsters out there to see it. It's based on an immensely popular book, and there have been other projects that have come out of this book, and there's more books in this realm. I think this is a decent one, and it's something that generally is going to hit that, you know, late teen, 20-something type of age group pretty good. I liked My Fault London.
Okay.
Jane, you watch anything?
I
had a light week because I traveled. You know, I was in Jeff City in Columbia, so I didn't watch quite as much television this week or
I've gone
movies.
Back to BritBox. I've got a couple.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, detective.
What about shows. What about TV? Anything hot on TV right now, Paul? Streaming. Yeah.
You know, the one I've been kind of going through, and it's really intense. Surviving Black Hawk Down over on Netflix. This is kind of a documentary that came. Ridley Scott was involved in producing this documentary, so he gave us that film. Here we get to meet the people that were involved. Some of those people that were on the ground. Some of those people that were rescuing people on the ground. And it just is, I'll tell you what, if you at all feel like kind of shell-shocked or things like this can trigger you, you may not want to watch this because it's very intense. And it's very intense to see the actual feelings among those there in Somalia when all this stuff went down in Mogadishu. Wow. It is, to me, I absolutely was enthralled by it. But I did have, you know, a brother-in-law who served in Somalia. He never talked about what went on there. I can imagine this is going to be hard watch for a lot of people.
Well, I've seen that up there on Netflix, so I've been waiting to hear about it and might press go on that.
Paradise? Right. Paradise with, what's the one on?
Did you finally see it?
Yeah. That's
the Sterling K. Brown one, right?
Yes, and I am surprised that I like it, but I do.
Huh.
But I do.
We're in
five
episodes,
it.
I believe, and I think it was the fourth episode. The end of the third or the end of the fourth episode is one where it kind of dropped my jaw and said, okay, you got me.
Yes.
And I'm in.
Yep.
Awesome. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComicGuy.com.
Hey, we're having a great Valentine's Day weekend here in St. Louis. You have one as well up there in the northern part of the country in Wisconsin.
going to beat some snow and get out and do something maybe.
All right, take there care. Cusimano's coming up next on a Friday afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.